This is the Public Radio. I'm Luis Hernandez, and it's time for Artscape. Providence's historic Union Station was once a hub for 14 inner-city train tracks, a crucial stop in southern New England that helped the city's jewelry, textile, and machinery industries thrive. In just a few weeks, it'll be home to Track 15, a food hall and plaza that'll feature local chefs offering everything from Indian plates to Mexican fare. I met in late January with developer Chris Marcella at the construction site behind the building, which currently houses our studio and the Rhode Island Foundation.
If we were here 45 years ago plus, or even 40 years ago plus, there would be, we'd be underneath tracks that were elevated coming all the way through this site and going and sort of bisecting the city into two.
The tracks were moved underground and a few blocks to the north for what is now the Amtrak and MBTA station.
And then that created an opportunity here at Union Station to redevelop and restore what are these beautiful historic buildings into what eventually became these mixed-use site with five office buildings, the Courtyard Hotel, five very successful restaurants.
One of those restaurants was the First Capital Grill in the country. Chris Marcella's father, Romolo, was instrumental in that earlier renovation of Union Station. Now 83 years old, he's been involved in the project management for the new food hall, and he said he's looking forward to seeing the space return to its former glory.
Food halls generate tremendous traffic to bring people back down town from the region in large numbers. And that's what we're looking for, because it creates the activity that used to be Union Station years ago. So we're excited about that.
The Rhode Island Foundation and the radio station that would become the Public's Radio moved into the building in the late 90s, and the area flourished for a while. But in 2015, the Capitol Grill moved across the street, and Bar Louie closed a few years later, leaving the space empty.
Here we are in the center of the center of the city, and it's dead. I mean, it was just dead. Again, even before COVID, it was not an active area. I'm sure you guys even noticed it from being upstairs in the building. And so that was our driving force of saying, okay, we got to do something here.
You said that even before the pandemic, things were dying here.
Yeah.
I mean, you have the Providence Place Mall, which is struggling. Downtown seems kind of dead. You think this is the right time now. Why?
The city is not quiet. It's happening. And I think the problem is this immediate area is not. There is no programming, there's no activity, and you have a beautiful Water Place Park and Riverwalk, but what happens out in that space during when it's not water fire? So how do we work on this? Well, one of the reasons we really like the food hall model is because they have been proven around the world to help activate urban centers as well as neighborhoods outside of the center.
Once this is all done,
yeah.
What are we going to see? What's going to be here?
Yeah, what you will see is a transformed Union Station Central Terminal building. And for the first time in history, within the historic building, underneath the historic building, join them together for the first time ever, and then add on to it with another 3,000 square feet to create this nearly 19,000 square foot interior space that is a showcasing of seven local chefs, big kitchens to be able to do all of their things, a huge back of house to be able to make the whole thing operate, a really large bar right in the center of things. And then what you see happening out front here in the plaza area in about, call it 8,000 square feet, what was a really an underutilized and never programmed space, a reimagined space for outdoor dining, outdoor events, outdoor programming, and how that connects to the Riverwalk and Water Place Park, as well as to the other spaces around us, I think is really critical to reinvigorate the center of downtown.
Even though the outside was still looking pretty rough, the inside of the food hall was starting to take shape.
You're sitting what is standing underneath what was this, it looks like a bridge structure where all of this beautiful brick vaulted ceiling is. That is original, all from 1898. It's also pretty much the only interior part of the building that survived the fire in the 1980s. So this was it. The shell of the building remained, the roof was gone, but it burned everything else in between. except for this structure. So it's really a great sort of storyline of the building. We'll be able to show through some of the photography that we'll have in here. You can see how the tile is edged and etched and sort of cracked, and that's meant to look like, you know, 1890s, early 1900s.
The space will be home to 7 food vendors, all of them new concepts from beloved local chefs and restaurants. Local fish and chips joint Dune Brothers, upscale Mexican from Dolores, burgers from There, and 2 Italian concepts from the chef behind Giusto. There will also be an Indian restaurant from the owners of Rasoi and a Turkish restaurant called Tolia. It's a carefully selected group of businesses chosen to showcase the best of what Rhode Island has to offer. But convincing the restaurateurs to buy in wasn't an easy feat.
Because at that time, about 2 years ago, when we started gauging interest, it was the worst time in the world for the industry, the restaurant industry. These guys are struggling. These men and women who had, you know, were trying to keep their doors open and being chief cooks and bottle washers at the same time. And here we are talking about opening up another location. So it took some convincing. As interested as people were, I think what made them really interested was the fact there was an interesting model behind it.
The 7 restaurant counters will line the back wall of the space with a giant seating area in front of them. One of the wings will be reserved for private events, and there will be a small performance area for musicians or stand-up comedy. There will be a large bar in the middle of the space and giant windows to bring in natural light to what is essentially the basement of an old train station. And they plan to open it on March 18th.
So we have a very busy end of February, early March, to make sure we open up on that Tuesday to a crowd. And that week alone in the city is going to be bananas, because March 18th, people start arriving for the NCAA tournaments. We'll know which teams are going to be in place here on that Thursday, the 20th, and then on Saturday, the 22nd. That is following St. Patrick's Day on the 17th. Then there is a food and wine called the Culinary Collective and the Wine Experience Festival happening here on the 27th through the 30th. And in addition to a few huge conferences in town, March is going to be madness.
You can learn more about Track 15 at track15ri.com. And you can find more episodes of Artscape at thepublicsradio.org/arts. For the Publix Radio, I'm Luis Hernandez.